Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Jay. Good morning. I see you guys are in California. Can I give you my order number?
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Sure. 45458.
Thank you for that. And your name?
First name FENG, last name GAO.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account.
Okay. While you're doing that, I called you guys yesterday, and one of your representatives actually helped me to cancel a membership. And
I
then
believe I've
refund me
located
like
an
a.
account for security purposes. Could you please
Okay.
verify the address?
1502 Spinnaker Way, Centerville, Ohio.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had spoken with a representative yesterday and canceled out
Yes.
the account for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store so that there wouldn't be any future charges. And I
Yes.
do show where there was a credit of $24.99 issued back off the
Yes.
February 1st charge of
Yes.
$49.97
Yes.
that would have credited
Yes.
back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And
Yes.
how can I assist you today, sir?
Okay. I did some research on my own last night. I think I recall I was told that the membership that I purchased was on November the 27th, and I did find one confirmation email, but that email it only shows that I purchased a Wi-Fi booster for $6.70, and it says nothing about the membership that I purchased, and no need to mention that it's gonna be a $50. Charges every month afterwards. Do you have a copy, like what agreement I signed with you last November on this monthly charges?
Well, sir, you had initially paid for that shipping cost of $6.70 back on the 27th of November for that welcome gift
Yes.
for the Wi-Fi booster for joining that Factory Direct Savings Store membership, sir.
But this email doesn't say
Well,
anything
sir,
about
these terms
the
and conditions
factory.
were provided on the site at the time of purchase where you did have to check the box on that order form saying that you had read and agreed to those terms and conditions and privacy policy for that order to process through.
Okay. Well, from your side, I think I understand why you're saying that. But from my side, the box I check, the agreement that signed up, I need a copy of that. Is that too much to ask?
You would be able to see where these terms and conditions were provided on the website, which I'm showing the site is going to be trendydiscountgoods.com.
Okay, hold on. Let me write it down. What website are you talking about? Because that's where I find very confusing. Go ahead. I'm ready.
The website is going to be trendy discount. Goods.com.
Okay. Trendydiscountgoods.com.
That's correct.
And you're telling me I have an account over there?
Well, sir, that's where you had initially signed up for that Factory Direct Store Savings Club membership, where you just paid for that initial shipping cost for that Wi-Fi booster for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store membership, sir.
Okay. I find this thing is interesting because I think when I called you guys yesterday, I was also told that I got a like $125 gift cards, but I have no knowledge of you know, whatever that is. So, okay, hold on. Let me try. I'll give this website a try to see how that goes. All right. If I did sign up something, then I think that's on my part. But if I didn't, I think we just have to talk about trendydiscountgoods.com. Okay. Trendydiscount.com. I can't even get there.
Sir, the website is trendydiscountgoods.com. Goods is with an
S. Yeah, trendydiscountgoods.com. Yeah, I can't even get there. Trendydiscountgoods.com. Yeah, it's... Okay, let me put the HTTP in front of that. No, I can't even access the so-called website. Do I have an account number over there?
Well, sir, the account was for that Factory Direct Club Savings Store membership, where they would send you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club by email, where you'd be able to utilize that gift card each month through the site or until you would call in to cancel.
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have access to this website, and you can't give me an account number, right?
Sir, the account number for the account would be C as in cancel 6307 25.
Hold on. C as canceled 63, you're saying?
0725.
C630725. This is my account with Trendy Discount Goods, you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Since I can't access this online, do they have a customer service phone number that I can call?
Sir, that's the customer service number we're speaking on now for the company, sir.
Oh, so this is the customer service phone number. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, since I can't access this account, is there any other way I can verify that?
Well, sir, website is trendydiscountgoods.com, which does pull up that site for the Wi-Fi booster order page when I put in that site myself, sir, where it does pull up that page.
Oh. Okay, I can't do that. Well, I want to be very honest with you. You know, $50, it's not a very big deal. But to me, I mean, it looks like I've never got any discount, gift cards, and I've never logged into this website. To me, it looks like I'm paying for nothing.
Well, sir, what I can do, since I do show where those emails have been sent out to you prior, since you're saying you hadn't received them with that gift card, I can get it escalated to a corporate to get them to resend out that email to you and still have that account closed so that there wouldn't be any future charges as well.
No, actually, I'm not interested in those gift cards. I don't know how I got myself into the situation in the first place. Is there anything else you can do for me?
So the most we could credit back off that February 1st charge was what the previous representative had issued yesterday, which was a credit of $24.99 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Do can you credit me back for both the February and the January charges? I mean, for the month of December, I'd like to consider it as a donation to you guys. That's fine. But for January and February, I'd like to see the money back to my account, if all possible.
Sir, most of the system would allow us to credit back off the February 1st charge. Would be a credit of $24.99 that was issued with a previous representative yesterday that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. We wouldn't be able to do anything off the other prior charges, sir.
Okay. All right. So you're telling me that's all you can do, right? Nothing more?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Let me write down your name. Your name is...
My name is Jay, spelled J-A-Y.
Jay. Okay. Do you have an employee ID?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, Jay. All right. It's 126. Okay, good enough, Jay. Thank you very much for your help today.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.